So we're Perek Shnimasar, Halacha Gimel. Kol mitzvos lo sase shebatorah. All the mitzvos lo sase in the Torah. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavim. Whether one is a man or a woman, you're chayav. Chutz mi'bal takis u'bal tashkis u'bal titami yukkawim. Except for Bal Takiv, the Bal Tashkas, which both only exist for a bearded person. A woman is not a bearded person, and Bal Yitami Kohen Lamisa, because that is. That is a derivative of being of Obed B'Migdash and not Obed B'Migdash. The Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shim is Man Lizman. Vina Tadira Nashim Peturas. Any Mitzvah Saseh, which is limited in time, which is not continuous, and is not frequent. Nashim Peturas. That's interesting. So it's not just it's two characterizations. It's not constant, and it's not tadir. So even if it's not constant, if it was tadir, it seems woman would be chayef. Like, what would that be? So I guess the prime example of that would be tefillah. So what are the Tadr mitzvahs? The Tadr mitzvahs, the Rambam says, are the mitzvahs of Sefer Ahava. And mitzvahs tadiras doesn't mean there's not mitzvahs tadiras elsewhere. But all of them are tadiras. So mitzvahs tadiras and stavit... Go ahead.
Chuchma women have tulas for
Rambam. That's a good question.
Well,
it's a good question.
It seems like it means... over here, constant. Meaning, tefillah, one is constantly obligated, it's just a measure of once a day at the minimum. But it's really all the time. You know, it's not like Krishna, which has specific times within the day.
So you're saying that Aina Tadira is just a further clarification of Mizman Lizman?
Well, I think it's two things. One is Aina Mizman Lizman, that it's not at certain set times, and it's also not constant. Right.
Oh, so you're saying tadir means constant, not frequent, but constant.
Right.
Well, Zman Lezman is not... what do you want to say Zman Lezman means? A set time? That would be Zman Mesuyam. That would be Zman Lezman. Zman Lizman implies not constant, because it comes into existence at specified times, which is to say it's not constant, and it's not tadir. It would seem to be a sub-characterization of the ones that come in from time to time. That some ones that come in that express themselves at certain times express themselves frequently at certain times, but others do not. How does he describe, for example?
It's not clear. You need both. Why do you need both?
That's true also, but it's difficult to believe in what he's referring to. So let's take a look at how he describes Sefer Zmanim. What type of mitzvahs are in Sefer Zmanim? So, Zmanim. He doesn't say that they're...
check out Ava. You want to check out Ava. I have to use both those terms.
No, I was referring to that. Mitzvah to Diros. He doesn't say Mizman Lizman, though. It's just mitzvah to Diros. That's their most generic characterization. Mitzvah to Diros. It's Davina Bam, Lev Zashem, or Zachor Tamet. But as you say, Zmanim. So Zmanim is right. Echlo bo mitzvah mitzvah shem bizmanim yiduim. So there are certain known times. Kigon Shabbos and Mo'odos. So there is manim yiduim. So mizman lizman. It wouldn't seem to be manim yiduim, but rather are in constant. Let's see what the Tehillim say. Gimel. Oh, so the Tehillim want to say like Yaakov, Tadira Tamidus. You want to say that Tadira is constant. I see. So it's not a sub-specifying of Zman Zman. It's rather an explanation of what Mizman Lizman is. So Mizman Lizman means, read the Rambam, Mizman Lizman, from time to time, which is to say, is not constant. Is that what you wanted to say to Yaakov? Is that what you meant?
Well, you could say it like that, or you could say, you have a greater class of things, meaning you'll have some things which are not to do with, but women are chayavos to him, because they're event-oriented. Like they're triggered by an event. That doesn't mean they're zero in the sense of constant.
What kind of event? A cocktail?
A simple event would be like Yerkes Mazon. It's not constant, but it's not tied to time. It's tied to eating a certain quantity.
Right. So that accidentally is from time to time. What? What did you say, Robert?
That would explain the need to have both terms. It would bother me. Because you say if it's man lizman, it's something that is,
yeah.
It's related, it has a time, you know, it relates to zman. While like benching
right.
does not have a relates to zman, it's like if you eat a sandwich, you got a bench.
Right.
His mom's mom like Mr. Sukkah. It's only once a year.
It occurs. It is triggered by a specific time,
right.
A domain of time.
Right, you know, he doesn't notice. He does not like to use the mitzvah of man grama. He does not use that terminology because he feels that's obviously imprecise.
That's what?
Made a gram. So he uses two terms. He's man lizman. So it's missiles that are generated by seasons.
So would you say that he would, someone would think that Birkas Amazon is a mitzvah that occurs in his man lizman?
Birkas Amazon is not mizman lizman.
So you'd say Birkas Amazon is not mizman lizman. So what would be a mitzvah that happens in his man lizman?
A mitzvah that's mizman lizman would be, like you mentioned, like lulav or sukkah, which is a part of the year. Could be like tefillin, which is only during daytime, you know, or only on weekdays. Or tzitzis, which is only daytime. You're obligated during that entire period, but it's limited to a certain zmanim where they're there, which does not cover all time. Or krishma is certain times within the day. But you could have different kinds of zman lizman, but it means that there is a certain zmanim which it exists and certain zmanim where it does not. But Siwa also has a certain sense of being related to zman, but it's related to zman in the sense of a tzedirus, meaning it has a day-by-day identity, but that's something which characterizes the person with a constancy, and therefore women are obligated in it anyway.
So it would seem then that mitzvahs which occur mizman lizman would be mitzvahs whose existence is circumscribed by Zman, immediately by Zman. They have that there is a definable Zman in which they occur, in which they can be done. Not necessarily the Zman is Mechayev them. So there's a subspecies of that. One is where the Zman is Mechayev them, as in Achilas Matzah. Another is when, or Yeshiva Sukkah. Another is when their Kiyam is only possible within a certain limited time frame, like Tefillin. There's not that particular time Mechayev them, or Tzitzis. It's just that their Kiyam is only possible, they can only be fulfilled within a certain time frame. So would both of those be Mizman Lezman? Or just the ones where the Zman itself is the Mechayev? Sukkos or Achilas Matzah. Secret says try.
Why wouldn't you include both?
What?
Why not include
Why
both?
Wouldn't you?
But isn't the idea of in a tadiros, because the mitzvah like tefillah, as we mentioned before, you're continuously chayiv in tefillah, so therefore they're chayiv in it. So if there's any break, Krishma,
okay,
which is daily, but it has a specific. Well, then why? Like I said, why wouldn't that be included in the Zman Lezman?
I guess the easiest way to read it would be the way the Temanim are reading it, namely that since it is Mizman Lezman, it isn't Tadir. Why you would have to bring
that
out?
Yeah, why do you have that? Nah, it's clumsy. Why do you have both things?
Why would you have to bring that out?
I think something like tefillah is Mizman Lezman.
What?
I think tefillah is Mizman Lezman.
Why?
Because every day you're obligated in tefillah.
I never learned it that way. I learned that la'avod Hashem b'tefillah b'chol yom. Right, I always learned that b'chol yom is a measure of a mispala, namely that it's a lack in one's expression of tefillah avodas Hashem b'lev. In other words, what is b'chol yom? What is the b'chol yom doing in that formulation of the mitzvah? I was thinking that the b'chol yom of in that formulation sets up a fundamental property of avodah shebalev, avodah Hashem, but namely that it's in the character, the fundamental character of the avodah shebalev, is that it lacks its essential nature as an avodah shebalev if one does not guide one's sidur hayom through tefillah, and that isn't a quantity of tefillah. That is a fundamental quality of tefillah. It must be the character. It must characterize one's hanhagas hayom. So that's what I was thinking of as being a fundamental property of the avodah shebalev act, rather than it being that every yom is mechayev in the tefillah. The yom isn't the mechayev in the tefillah. It's that the nature of tefillah demands that it be done at a minimally once a yom. It's hanhaga. You cannot call it a hanhagas ava of one sidur maisa unless it is the kaveh of the yom. That's how I was thinking of property of b'chol yom.
But even with that formulation, I'm not sure which formulation is better, but even the way you're formulating it, you still would say that's Mizman Lezman, because in terms of the Hanhaga, it's Mizman Lezman, but it's a Mizman Lezman, which is Tadir.
Because in terms of the Hanhaga of the person as an Oev, it has to be day by day. And therefore it has a Zman identity, but it's one which grabs onto the time in a constant sense, in a tadir, in a manner which is tadir. As opposed to the other ones, which are Mithofishas Mankrama, where we say it grabs onto time, but in a way which is not constant, not tadir. Even if you say the day is not the Mechayiv, it's the Hanhaga.
I'm wondering if a mitzvah which is kiyum is continuously accomplishable, which it's a bar kiyum at all times, would be mi'eis leis levayish bel adam kol yom kulo. As a person,
well, let's take a mitzvah like Avos Hashem. That's like l'malam and hazman. It's nothing to do with yom, laila, nothing. So she's chayiv, not it's neither Hamala's mom, or you know, and it's a tadira, it's continuously obligatory. So it's supposed to be Isaac and for the reign of the opposite Hashem at all points in time, 24/7. You know. Which the Sefer Hina calls the Sheish Mitzvah Tadiros.
Okay, I mean definitely that would be a constant mitzvah.
But doesn't this end up being the same either way? I mean, whether we say it's two stages, which ultimately leads you to the sense of Tadiros, meaning it's a subset of the Mizman Mizman, or whether it's two ways of saying the same thing, meaning in and to do with his explanation of Zman L'Zman. Doesn't the final formulation end up the same?
Why? So if these are two conditionals, each one will have a significance in its own right, namely that itself would need to be understood. What are you saying? Are you saying that the mere fact that it's Mizman L'Zman would not...
I was dumb.
What?
I didn't hear anything said because I was dumb.
Okay. Is Rabbi Ruslan still here? Yeah, I think we lost both of you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So if both Mizman L'Zman and Einan Tadiros are distinct things or it's a subspecification, so what he's saying is that the mere fact that something is limited in time wouldn't preclude it from being something that women do. So if you could find a mitzvah which is limited in time, but which is tadir, you would expect them to be chayiv. But if you say that, that like the Taimonim say, that Mizman L'Zman is not constant, then the feature of Tadiris would be irrelevant to what you're saying is that Tadiris is irrelevant to it.
Got that.
So, what?
I got that.
Oh, you're back. Good. So that wouldn't be the same. Because according to the Taimonim, all it needs to be is not constant. Once it's not constant, whether it happens once a year or it happens several times a day, but not always, that's the same thing. Because it's not tadir.
Only if it's tied to time. Again, something like Birkat HaMazon, women are definitely chayav al-sin.
Right. But if you could find something which which let's say the tefillah, which happens many times a day, which could happen many times a day, which it's able to happen many times a day, would be no different in terms of unless you want to say that's constant. That seems to be what the Rambam is saying in Hilchot Tefillah. If you look at his lashon, let's just look at Tefillah for a second. There's a case in point there. So he's trying to explain why women are chayiv. So because it's not this, it doesn't meet this threshold. So let's see how he explains it there. All right. Ezohi tefillah, Amr Chachamim, Ezohi tavor shebalev, zo tefillah. Vein minyan tefillah min haTorah, v'lo mishnei tefillah zos min haTorah, vein lo tefillah zman kavua min haTorah. V'lefikach nashim v'avodim chayav b'tefillah. He does use the term here. Lefi shi mitzvah sasei shelo azman grama. So if that's what first got me thinking in those terms, as I was saying before, Yaakov. So if every yom is a mechayev in a tefillah, then it is a mitzvah to say shesman grama. The yom is a mechayev. But if...
Not if it's tadya.
What?
Not if it's tadya. But I'm just saying that's a question of how we'll formulate over here. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying whichever way you read it, the final result ends up being the same. It will just end up in things like Tzila will end up having to ask, would you say that Tadya but Nizman Nizman, or would you say it's not Nizman Nizman because it's Tadya? That's just a question of what does the word Nizman Nizman mean? Does that include
No, there's another possibility. There's another possibility, and that is it's not in the domain of Zman at all.
Again, in the particular tefillah, I'm saying Gakin al Halacha.
Gaha.
Something which is Tadya.
That's right.
If you say it's not in the realm of Zman at all because it's Tadya, that's what being Tadya means. You know, it's constant. So then that ends up being the formulation. And if you say, no, it could be in the realm of Zman, but constant is a specific kind of thing in the realm of Zman. It's also excluded. So it's just a question of how best to interpret the terms in our halacha. I don't see that there'll be any difference in application of the principle between whether the Rambam's saying the same thing and being a mefarish it, or whether he's sub-specifying it by creating the class of Tadya. That'll just be a question of, conceptually, is something Tadya possibly also means Mizman Mizman, or is being tadya necessarily not means Mizman Mizman? That's a conceptual question of formulation. It's not what do we mean by Mizman Mizman?
But it's two totally different senses of tadya. Is tadya frequent, or is tadya constant?
No, something frequent we know for the fact we're not a chayavah. There's no way to interpret the law that way. Then they'd be chayavahs in Prishma.
What?
If it meant frequent, then women would be chayavos in Kriyat Shema.
Unless that's not a case of, it's definitely a case of tadir in some sort of sense.
Right.
But is that the sense of tadir he's talking about here?
It can't be.
What?
It can't be, because then they would be chayavos in Kriyat Shema. So tadir here definitely doesn't mean frequent.
Could you guys pause real quick? Because I got dropped off again. So could you just what do you guys, what's the formulation you guys working with?
Well, we're just trying to clarify what the possibilities of the interconnect of the dual. The two properties of Nizman Lizman and Tadiros, what that points to. So I think what Yaakov is trying to say is that that it can only be pointing to one meaning. And I'm still not sure why he says that. Why don't you say it one more time, and now that you grab ourselves back, and I'll listen to you and try to understand why you say what are you saying is the necessary meaning of those two?
I think plagio necessarily means constant, because if it means frequent, then women would be obligated in Kriyat Shema.
If tadir meant constant, women would be chayav in Kriyat Shema.
No, if tadir meant frequent.
If tadir meant frequent, then women would be chayav in Kriyat Shema. Why would that be?
Because Kriyat Shema is tadir in that sense. So they wouldn't have this tour. You're only exempt from something which is not tayyar.
Ain't a tayyar not constant?
That's what I'm arguing. It has to be not constant.
Versus Mamazman. So what does Mamazman mean? What does Ena Tadir mean?
Is therefore whether we say Nizman Lazman means the same thing as Ena Tadir, and he's just explaining himself, or whether we say Nizman Lazman means something else, but you could have something which is Nizman Lazman, which is constant, or something which is Nizman Lazman, which isn't constant. Whichever way you formulate Nizman Lazman, at the end of the day, Tadir over here definitely means constant. So the only question would be, what exactly...
Are you saying the reason for that is because of otherwise Kriyat Shema will not make sense?
That's the proof of that. That's not the reason for it. But that's how I'm showing happening. I mean, honestly, and Tefillin and Bezos also, in the sense that they're part of Sefer Ahava, which uses Tadir and the others. But it could be a bit aside.
So Kiddush Hayom is an example of whatever it is that Mitzvah says Sheim is Man Lazman, Veina Tadira, and what it is. It's an exception.
Yeah, it's a classic Tadir Tadira. It's every Friday night.
It's an exception. So what is an exception to?
An Achilas Matzah. Zman Lazman.
Achilas Matzah. An Achilas
Pesach. Zman Lazman. Zman Lazman.
Semcha, Hakel. So all of these... Are what are they? Are mitzvot that occur at a specific time. Every one of them. Kiddush Yom occurs because of a yom. Achilas Matzah occurs because of Lel Tesvav. Achilas Pesach also because of Lel Tesvav. Shchitaso because of Yom Yudalad, Hakel because of the Zman, Simcha because of the Yantif. Each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. So each exception is an exception of a mitzvah. That is a derivative from his Zman Yidua. But Mizman Lesman doesn't seem to be limited to that. In other words, these mitzvahs, which are driven from Mizman Yedua, meet the criteria of Mizman Lesman, but they are not the only, they are not the exclusive case of it. All right, our time is up. So a little bit tough one. So we'll, God willing, pick us up tomorrow. I turn off the recording.
All right.
See you tomorrow. Have a good class night, Rip Pinchas.
Thank you much. Bye.
Yaakov, you still there? All right.
Really? Is anyone there?